Welcome, Kristen.
Thanks, Liz. Hi.
So let's just recap this news for a moment. Rhode Island is reporting significant increases in new cases of gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV. Who's being affected and how significant are these increases?
Right. Well, the Rhode Island Health Department says that between 2013 and 2014, new cases of HIV and syphilis increased at a faster rate among men who have sex with men, primarily. And they say HIV, syphilis, and especially gonorrhea are also disproportionately affecting African Americans, Hispanics, and young adults. And the numbers are not huge, but the trends here are really striking. New cases of syphilis went up nearly 80% in 1 year. 10 years ago, there were fewer than 30 new cases of syphilis in Rhode Island, and last year we saw 120 new cases. Gonorrhea cases have doubled. New HIV cases are up more than 30%, and that's after a period of decline. But just last year, they shot right back up.
Okay, so Kristen, there's a big spike in new cases of sexually transmitted infections in Rhode Island. But why? What does the health department say is behind this uptick?
Well, health department officials point to a few factors, and they add, by the way, that this is a nationwide trend. One factor is simply that we're uncovering more new cases because we're testing more people. Another is that people are engaging more often in risky behavior, like having casual or anonymous sex and not using a condom. And they mention the growing popularity of social media to do this, apps like Tinder or Grindr that help people find sexual partners quickly and easily. You might have seen some of the headlines, actually, like, you know, Rhode Island blames Tinder for rise in STDs.
So Tinder, Grindr, is there something to this theory that social media, these apps, are partly to blame?
Well, I decided to go looking for some evidence. So I reached out to Dr. Amy Nunn, who runs the Rhode Island Public Health Institute that's based at the School of Public Health at Brown University, and Dr. Philip Chan, who runs a sexually transmitted infection clinic at the Miriam Hospital in Providence. They're doing some ongoing research funded by the National Institutes of Health into some of these very questions. The bottom line, they tell me there is no solid evidence that Tinder or Grindr are directly to blame for the increase in new cases of HIV, syphilis, or gonorrhea. In fact, they say it's really difficult for researchers to make that association. But Liz, they say there is a lot of evidence that people who use apps like these tend to engage in riskier sexual behavior. And again, we're talking about anonymous sex, sex with multiple partners, unprotected intercourse, that kind of thing. Also, they're finding it's not necessarily Tinder or Grindr. They're discovering that, especially among men who have sex with men, they're using other social networking sites to find sexual partners. The point is that all of this online networking is enabling people to find partners faster, and it's creating, as Amy Nunn called it, these dense networks of sexual partners where infections can be transmitted much faster.
But Kristen, what's really going on here? I mean, do people no longer use condoms these days?
Well, they do, but Nunn and Chan tell me there's some conflicting evidence on this. So some studies find lower rates of condom use among groups who use these apps. Some find higher use. I just talked to a researcher at the University of Southern California who found that among a small sample of men who have sex with men, just about 15% of them do not use condoms. But what public health experts really want to emphasize is that whether or not people are using condoms, finding partners online, or engaging in risky behavior, that isn't what we should be focusing on. Rather, Amy Nunn and Philip Chan say we should be focusing on treating people and reducing the reservoir of infections. That means the number of people who are infected and don't know it, people who could continue to transmit the disease to others. They emphasize that people should get tested, and there are lots of free or low-cost places to do that in Rhode Island.
Kristen, a final question for you. It sounds like public health officials are trying to ramp up efforts to reach out to men who have sex with men with messages about prevention and to treat patients who have infections. But are there efforts underway to reach other groups like women or even adolescents?
Actually, there is a movement underway in the healthcare community in Rhode Island to focus more on adolescents. We've seen this really big push over the past few years for more primary care, more preventative health care, but it's really just been about adults and young children. Some feel that adolescents have kind of been left out of the conversation. and they have different needs. Recently, the Miriam Hospital and the Rhode Island Foundation helped convene this group of local teens and healthcare providers to investigate those needs and try to find some better ways to address them. One big takeaway from their work so far is that primary care doctors should be talking about sexual health and safety a lot more with teens.
Well, we'll have to leave it there for now. Kristen Gourlay covers healthcare for Rhode Island Public Radio. Kristen, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
And I'm Elizabeth Harrison. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.